University of Washington President Michael Young has a new job lined up. He's set to become the next president of Texas A&M University. The news of Young's departure unfolded yesterday. The UW says it came as a surprise. Here to tell us about it is Seattle Times higher education reporter Catherine Long. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
So why is Michael Young going?
Well, Young gave two reasons yesterday as to why he's leaving. The first is he says that this looked like an exciting, interesting opportunity. And the second was he talked quite a bit about the lack of resources here in Washington State for higher education and the fact that Texas is telling him that they've got some more money to pour into their system, and it sounded exciting to him.
How big a difference does it make, the size of the endowments that Texas A&M has compared to the University of Washington?
Yeah, that's a good question. It sounds like from what their chancellor said, they've got money and they're willing to invest it. And that's been an issue in Washington State now for a number of years.
So what is the University of Washington saying?
Well, first of all, they're really surprised. We didn't talk to anybody yesterday who saw this coming, all the way up to, you know, really the Board of Regents. So they're making some fast adjustments right now. They say that they've got a really strong team in place to go forward, and I think that's probably true. They've got some new people and some older people and some folks who have been at the university for a long time, and I doubt there's going to be too much of a change in the short term.
So a deep bench to draw from.
That's what they say.
How would you assess Michael Young's job performance, Catherine?
Well, he's only been here for about 3.5 years. You know, I think he was generally pretty well respected by most people. He had his critics. He seemed to be doing a good job as that public face of the university. He's, you know, a very fine speaker. He really captures a room when he talks. And he was really hired here because he had these skills that he brought from the University of Utah at seeding startups and getting startup companies going based on discoveries that had happened at the university. And that work did seem to pick up and grow and get some additional momentum during his presidency.
Michael Young is going to get a significant salary bump when he moves to Texas A&M. To what extent is this about money?
That's a good question. Had he stayed here for another year and a half, he would have earned $1 million deferred compensation, kind of like a bonus, although not exactly. So that was the golden handcuffs that everyone assumed were going to keep him here till probably his age of retirement, but that didn't seem to happen. And one can only guess that the Texas system has promised to make that money up and then some. So I think that probably looked pretty appealing to him.
So the University of Washington has its own hire to make now. What kinds of names are floating out there already?
Well, certainly a favorite of the faculty is the provost, Anna Marie Cause, who's been at the university for about 30 years now, I believe, and her name comes up pretty quickly and pretty often. The other name that's come up, and it's kind of a perennial name around here, is former Governor Gary Locke.
Catherine, given that President Young is leaving after a relatively short tenure, are there any questions being raised about how competitive the University of Washington is and its ability to retain top talent?
Yeah, I think that's a good question going forward. And the fact that Young is leaving and raising questions of money as he goes, I think there'll be a lot of conversations about that. I think that's going to come up time and again in the legislature this year.
Catherine, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Certainly.
That's Catherine Long, higher education reporter at the Seattle Times. Yesterday, the University of Washington said President Michael Young will be leaving to become the next president at Texas A&M University.